From JMI Wealth, welcome to Tuesday, Andrew Kelleher.
Very good morning, Mike.
Bonds are not the place to be these days. Who said that yesterday?
Probably you, if you're quoting it.
Just as valuable.
Oh, was it Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett, yeah. Could have been me, though.
Yes, hello, volatility, my old friend, Mike. Look, February, let's talk about February. Let's talk about the end of February. February ended with a real surge in volatility in bond markets, in currency markets, in share markets. But come back, all you frightened investors, it's all is good. You don't have to worry about the Ides of March. It's all turned around. So, yeah, we had that bloodbath. Interest rate markets went crazy. The US 10-year bond rate spiked to almost sort of 1.5%. Mike, only a couple of weeks ago, it was lurking around 1%. So that's reversed back overnight. The local 10-year bond rate, that rocketed really from sort of almost 1% to sort of 2%. It's back down at 1.75% now. Similar price action in Australia. So there were sort of shades of the 2013 taper tantrum here. Commodities, Mike. Commodities, the gold dropped to the lowest price we've seen it since July last year. Oil came off its highs. Not much there, though. Currencies, Mike, in the last couple of weeks, the New Zealand dollar against the US dollar. A couple of weeks ago, 0.7158, I think, was the low. Last Thursday, it got to 0.7465. It's now back in the 72s. And, of course, some of these sexy growth stocks, the red Tesla. It was $900 at one stage. Then it went to the low 600s. So back at 715 now. So it's been a very rocky ride. The thing is, Mike, as the March begins, though, these interest rate markets, they've calmed down, you know. Stai tranquilla, the Italians would say. And we've seen share markets rally. They've gone up overnight. It's a sea of green in front of me. 2% plus gains across major US indices. Close to that across Europe, and generally positive news in the Asian region as well. So we might be in lockdown, Mike, but the markets certainly aren't at the moment.
All right. Now, Rocket Lab, what a great story.
Oh, how exciting is this? What a huge day for Peter and Kieran Beck and the team at Rocket Lab. This, is one of the most remarkable success stories in New Zealand business. So, you know, we've had the Mowbrays, we've had Graham Hart. This is up there. What's happened overnight? Well, we got a sniff of this in a report in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. We weren't sure if it had substance, but it was absolutely spot on. There was a little bit of extra spicy stuff in there too. Firstly, Rocket Lab will now be publicly traded. You'll be able to buy shares in the company. Now, this is being achieved through what's called a SPAC, a special acquisition company. In this case, it's called Vector Acquisition Corporation. So this is a reverse listing. So Rocket Lab effectively merges with this company and ends up being listed on the NASDAQ exchange. So the combination of the two businesses values Rocket Lab at $4.1 billion. They'll have cash of about $750 million. They've given some forecasts as well, so they'll be generating positive adjusted earnings in 2023, positive cash flows in 2024, targeting over $1 billion of revenue in 2026. They're bringing in a whole bunch of institutional investors who'll participate in the transaction. So you've got quality names like BlackRock, Neuberger Berman. It'll happen between now and the end of June. At the same time, Mike, they've announced the launch of a new rocket. It's called the Neutron. And they've talked about this transforming space access by delivering reliable and cost-effective launch services. It's got an 8-ton payload. So they had the Electron. Remember they had the Electron? That was for use with smaller satellites. Now they can move up to the bigger payloads. They believe that the Neutron will be capable of lifting 98% of all satellites forecast to be launched right through to 2029, have a reusable second stage. Can go to Mars, Mike. Be able to go to Mars. It can.
Everyone's going to Mars.
Look, Peter Beck, the thing about Peter Beck, Mike, he's always talked about thinking big, about dreaming big, and having, you know, big ambitions. So he's talked that talk, but boy, has he walked that walk. He really has delivered remarkable achievement. Well done.
From the Mahia Peninsula, no less.
Yep.
What are the numbers?
Right, here we go. The Dow Jones, 31,554. It's up 620 points, just over 2%. The S&P 500, 3,900, up 90 points, 2.35%. And the NASDAQ, 13,512, up 320 points, 2.43%. The FTSE 100, also up 100 points, 6,588. The Nikkei up just under 700 points, 29,663. Shanghai Composite, 3,551. We in Australasia, we joined in the party yesterday, 6,789 on the ASX 200, up 116 points. That's a 1.7% gain. The NZX 50, 12,301, up 75 points on the currencies. Kiwi against the US in the wholesale markets, 0.7271, 0.9351 Aussie, 0.6032 Euro, 0.5217 pounds, 77.58 yen. Gold, $1,732.68. Brent crude, $64.60.
Have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.